Heather.
And I'm Brittany.
We are the okayest moms, but we're also creatives, businesswomen, and best friends.
This podcast was created as a community for the modern mom.
We know you're doing your best despite the conflicting messages that you aren't doing it as well as someone else.
We believe in self-care, mom friends as our sanity, and that motherhood looks different for everyone.
Most of all, we believe that you are more than just mom.
So join us as we talk about a range of topics from motherhood to frivolous reality TV and everything in between.
Welcome to the Okayest Moms podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another Okayest Moms moment minisode. These are getting so good and it just makes me feel so much better about everything that happens in my house on a daily basis.
Same.
So this first one comes from Carly. She says, my daughter lost a tooth while at school. She made sure to save it for the tooth fairy and brought it home to put under her pillow. She was so excited to wake up and find out how much the tooth fairy left her. Needless to say, the tooth fairy forgot to come. My daughter was so disappointed in the morning when she found her tooth still under her pillow and no money left. I felt so bad and I figured I could swap the tooth for cash while she was in the bathroom, but I didn't have any cash in my purse. Luckily, I was quick thinking and took $5 from her piggy bank and swapped the tooth for cash. She came back into her room and was thrilled to find out the tooth fairy had somehow snuck in for the exchange. Definitely my okayest mom moment, but overall, I consider it a win.
We have definitely forgotten more times than not about the tooth fairy money. And we never have cash either. Like, it's hard being the magic maker of the family.
It really is. So Isla lost her first tooth very young. I think she was like late four, almost five. And so I asked her because she was like super excited and not even like on purpose. I was just like, well, how much do you think the tooth fairy is going to bring? And she said a silver money because she was four and had no concept of money. So I was like, great. You're getting a quarter. I'm going to get off so easy. And then AJ felt bad, of course, and said, we can't just give her a quarter. And I said, why the hell not? Why would we raise the bar so high on the first tooth? And so we ended up giving her, I think she said like 10 monies or something like that. So we ended up giving her 10 quarters, which, you know, like when you're little, like the more, the richer you are.
Right.
I don't understand value. Right. So she was very happy with it. But I will also say we have forgotten before, and you may not know this because you have boys, but there's a series of books called Pinkalicious, who's the main character. There's one book called Silverlicious, which, side note, I think these books are highly obnoxious, and I think Pinkalicious is a highly obnoxious character, who I don't want my child to be like, but of course she loves them. So in this story, the tooth fairy comes and kind of plays a trick on her because Pinkalicious is kind of a turd. So she keeps like the tooth fairy leaves notes for her, like saying, like, unless you be nice to your brother or whatever, like, I'm not coming. So because of that book, Isla had already had the concept of like the tooth fairy might not come. And so we pulled that one out. And we're like, oh, she had to fly to Australia because a kid had to have their teeth pulled. So she's going to come tomorrow night.
Oh my god.
Save that one in your back pocket for when you forget.
That's good. We just say, oh, she must have just been busy, and then put a reminder in my phone immediately for that thing. Ay, ay, ay. Our next Okay is My Moment is from Deidre, who is our guest on episode 17, Raising Kind Kids.
Well, I have three kids, so I have lots of embarrassing moments. So I'll share one of those with you. So last year during school time, I was teaching my girls what the meaning of embarrassing was. So we talked about, you know, if this happens, that might be embarrassing. If this happens, this might be embarrassing. So my husband, he's a farmer. A lot of times he's working long hours. It's just me and the three kids out and about. So we're in the stall all together. And my daughter throws the door open. I'm like, no, mommy's using the potty. Close the door. And so they're like, mommy, was that embarrassing? I'm like, yes. Then we're out, I guess later that day, we're at Target. We're in line, you know, they're smacking each other. They're acting up. I'm like, would you please just quit? Be still. Mommy's trying to pay. They're like, yeah, mommy, remember earlier in the bathroom, we opened the door, you were embarrassed. let's bring it up again. Great, in public. Sure, thanks.
Thanks so much for that. Kids, the great equalizers.
Anyone who has ever had to take a kid into a public bathroom with them can appreciate that story.
I would avoid it at all costs. I don't even like going in public bathrooms by myself.
Nolan always likes to ask me, Mom, are you pooping? Yep, you know me, always pooping.
Oh my God.
Which now I realize he probably asked me that because I sit down every time and he only sits to poop. So he, I get it. Okay, that one kind of makes sense. I'll give him
that one.
You just
connected some dots there.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay. This next one is from Jennifer. Okay, so the story I always think of is this. One year, my middle kid got a brown leather, in quotes, backpack from Claire's for back to school instead of like a JanSport or something. At that time, I was carrying a brown leather hobo bag as my purse. I drop everyone off at school one morning. Everything is fine, day going normally. But then I couldn't find my phone. I'm looking everywhere for it, can't find it, I'm frantic. Finally, I get an email from my husband and he's like, are you looking for something? He had called me and Mrs. Leonard, Avery's third grade teacher, answered. My husband said, hey, babe. And Mrs. Leonard is like, this is not babe. This is Mrs. Leonard. Yes, I put my phone in my kid's backpack instead of my purse and sent it to school where apparently it rang off and on all morning. And finally, when my husband called and the ringtone was Big Papa by Biggie Smalls. My child finally raised her hand and said, I think that's my mom's phone. Really, really great pickup that afternoon.
The best part of this story is how the kid doesn't realize that her backpack is ringing. Like, that's where the sound is coming from.
I just imagine the chaos that way. Like, who's ringing? I'm like, what is happening in this classroom?
And the identifying ring was Big Papa. Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
I hope it was toward the end of the year.
And that teacher got a really nice end of the year present. Yeah, for
sure. Oh my gosh. This next one is from Marion, who was our guest on episode 21, Raising LGBTQ+ Kids.
My 13-year-old. He was just learning how to read. So when he was, I don't know, 4 or 5, he was little. And he was in the fridge and he pulled out the butter and he says, Mom, this has butt in it. And I said, yeah, it does. It does. And if you eat a lot of butter, you will get a really big butt. And he looks at me and says, you must eat a lot of butter.
Oh, so sweet.
I know, that's sweet.
Well, Marion, you walked right into that one.
I mean, we have all the butt jokes over here, and I roll my eyes constantly all day. So that's just really relatable.
But hey, you know what? Reading environmental print is a big step in becoming a fluent reader. So, you know, you take the wins where you can get them.
Thank you, Mrs. Heather.
All right, we would love to hear more of your okayest mom moments so we can share them and just, you know, all feel a lot better about ourselves. You can go to okayestmoms.com/OMM if you'd like to submit it in writing. Or if you'd like to submit a voice clip, you can call us and leave a voicemail at 916-778-0545. See you next time.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey okayestmoms.com.